T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I'm truly curious if there's anyone listening who is going to hear the question we're about to pose and respond with, yeah, I know nothing, absolutely nothing.
Don't know if that's realistic or not.
There's usually always someone, right? I guess we'll find out. It's Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And what's the old adage about relationships, the old cliche?
It's all about compromise.
All about compromise. Relationships are all about compromise.
Meeting me halfway. Mm-hmm.
Starting off hot, by the way, if you want to jump in with what you've compromised on, 585-222-9800 or online at 98PXY Rochester. This texter, hashtag compromise, I didn't divorce him.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Really just out the gate hot with this one. So on Friday's show, if you were listening to Savage or Sensible, we were talking about how Breezy was considering returning signs. If you don't know this about her, she has about a billion signs in her place. It's staggering the amount of signs that you have on your walls. One wall, I believe you said, had 15 different signs on it.
Yeah. It's my gym. It's my motivational quotes.
Okay.
I need them.
Your Savage or Sensible that we were judging you on Friday was that you want to return them to a store.
That's not what we're talking about right now, though.
Even though they've been up for a year. Still ridiculous, by the way.
What's the difference of hanging on my wall or hanging on the wall?
Let's not open up that can of worms again. Sure. What I want to, I actually want to give you credit.
Okay.
I know I pick on you and bust on you a lot, but I want to give you credit here because this, shockingly, is a very mature move, because what you are doing is compromising mm-hmm. with your girlfriend, Rachel, because she, mm-hmm. not a big fan of the signs.
And that's a personal problem for her, and that's something she's going to have to overcome.
It's going to be a problem for you.
The signs aren't going away as a whole.
Now you're digging in.
Okay. scale back.
Yep.
I mean, 15 is a little excessive, I will admit.
Uh-huh.
But the signs are still going to be there.
Just the, oh, so, oh,
maybe
a sign's
one
up.
Or two.
Oh, now it's down. Oh, Rachel got it with her whip.
Rachel's
got
not.
Got it.
Rachel's not.
Oh, one more.
Doing that.
Bridget throws a sign
There's
in the
no
air.
Way. There's okay. no way. There's just no way.
All right. Yeah, but you are at least willing to compromise and somewhat mm-hmm. To even at least scale back greatly. And. That is, shockingly, a sign of maturity that you're willing to compromise. Because especially,
I am so mature.
Especially when you're younger, you can, and I'm not speaking about just you, Breeze, I'm speaking about everyone. You could be a little extra stubborn and be unwilling to compromise. But eventually you learn, all right, if this is going to work out, we need to make some compromises here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said that's not the only one, though. I'm curious what your other one is that you've talked about. There's many, by the way. I've got a few in mind. Again, if you want to share yours, what you've compromised on, essentially what you had to give up for your significant other.
So I would argue that this is bigger than the signs.
Yeah, the signs sign isn't that big of a deal, but I was just an example.
I was trying to give you credit here. They're a big deal to me. My signs give me life.
Yeah,
truly.
Okay. Well.
But one of the bigger things that I feel I had to compromise on
mm-hmm.
is my hatred for dogs.
Ah, yes. Yeah, this is big.
So that's something that I've held to for years now. I talked about it on the show. It's just dogs, not my thing.
You had an incident, if I don't recall. You had an incident when you were younger, right? Didn't this soil you?
Yeah, it's just it did soil the whole dog experience for me.
And your girlfriend has two dogs who she loves.
Yeah, it's like
dearly.
She doesn't care about much,
mm-hmm.
but these dogs are like the one thing that she is not willing to back down on. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, she's very much.
We have to respect that. We have to respect that.
I relate to her on many levels, but I relate to her on that aspect too. Yeah, there's not a lot of things that I really care about, but if it's something that I truly care about, it's a battle to the death.
Like, would you say your cat Nugget?
Yep, he was unwilling to compromise because my wife hates cats. She had to compromise. He's still there. She doesn't like him and reminds me of that on most days. But, no, you know, he's still there. He's still got a place. He's still getting fed. So things are working out okay, for sure.
Love that. Love that.
Uh-huh.
So the dog thing.
Yeah, that's big. Animals to be big.
That was just... And can you really even call it a compromise if one person is just giving in?
Yeah, that's a compromise. Because it's give and take with other things. I'm sure Rachel has compromised on things for you. I know my wife has certainly compromised a ton for me.
Sure. Yeah.
What do you think Rachel's compromised for you?
If we got Rachel on the show right now, she'd say a lot more than I can think about on my own head. But
it tends to work that way. Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't ask for much.
Oh, okay.
I'm a very low maintenance gal.
Oh, yeah. BS. Absolute BS.
You know, I don't ask for much.
You've never been more full of crap.
All I want is just love.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Right. And your way almost every time.
What? My way. Never heard of her. No, I don't know. I mean, I'll ask her. I mean, she's dead to the wind right now, but it's
dead to the
wind. I'm sure she has a list.
Hold on a second. I got to call you out. Dead to the wind? You mean dead to the world?
Dead to the wind.
It's dead to the world, Breezy.
Who cares? Lackety smackety. Anywho,
I never actually.
Corey tries to correct me on phrases, but they're my own phrase. It's original content, so I don't know. I don't really know how you can.
It's not a purpose, though. Is the
it's a breezeism. I'm putting my own spin on it. It's putting my own spin on it. Let's talk about before we get into your compromises, Corey. Mm-hmm. I want to just touch on Tony's really quick on Facebook.
Oh yeah, what do you got for Tony?
Tony said that her husband.
Oh, this is good.
She's been listening to him play bagpipes for the last 20 years. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that, Tony. You're a very strong gal.
Tony did say that he's actually good.
I wasn't going to read that part, but okay.
Oh, what, the good part? Still though,
I think they're a little irritating, though.
Even if you're with someone who is very musically inclined and talented, if they're practicing all of the time... It can probably wear you down at points.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I remember growing up, I was trying to learn to play guitar, and I was not good. And even my parents would get, like, upset with me. Like, you're playing the same song. Well, why are you playing the same song? Can you learn a different song? Like, well, no, guys, I'm trying to perfect this one. So, if you're just practicing, I could see how, even if you're good, it would be a little annoying. So, but props to Tony for that. That's phenomenal.
Corey, let's get into yours.
Sure, yeah. I have a bunch that I was thinking of,
Oh,
actually.
Okay. Okay.
And I think a lot of these are probably going to be ones that a lot of people have gone through. But
marriage. Love it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And it's fine. It's fine. Look, this is growing up. This is adulting.
Doesn't sound fine.
And it all ties into to freedom, right? Giving up some of your freedoms.
Ooh.
I know it sounds weird, but like that's I know, and phrased that way, maybe it doesn't make you feel the best, but it's true. You have to give and take a little bit. So if, like, for me, video games, I had that.
You're essentially 40 years old, so you shouldn't be playing video games.
Listen,
with,
that's
so.
Not true. That's not true. That's not true at all. And once my son Mason's old enough, well, we're going to bring these back around because, you know, he wants to play them. But at least for me, I mean, I had that PS4 sitting in my basement ever since I moved in. With my wife, and never set it up, not even once. Could have, but didn't.
But
didn't do it, not once.
Did you play it when you lived alone?
Yeah, every now and again.
I thought you said you had a serious addiction.
I did.
In college, and then you
high school
you scaled back.
High school, yes.
And you ran out of time in college.
Do you know what scaling back means? It means you do it less than you did before. So it was.
I don't know. I'm an all or nothing kind of gal. So not really.
You don't understand the middle ground
no,
of things.
I don't.
Yeah. So no, from time to time. It wasn't a ton of time, but still, it's something I enjoyed doing. But she's she's very against it, thinks it's a waste of time. And
yeah,
I said,
I agree with her.
All right, fine, shut up. So I let it go. I was fine with that. But there's more that I thought of, some compromises that I've made. And sometimes compromises can be for the better.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those. How I dress is a compromise. My wife likes to remind me all the time about my glow up.
And can I post it on our Instagram at 90pxr Rochester?
Yeah.
Because I found an old picture of Corey back when I was his handy dandy intern.
I know, way back when. When was this? Was this 4 years ago? 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
Wow.
3 summers ago.
Well, look at that. How far you've come.
How far you've come, my friend.
Wow.
I found this picture of Corey. And I would argue that Corey had more of, he looked more like a dad in the previous picture.
You think?
I really do think so. No sense of style.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
The dad bod on fleek.
But here, oh, all right. Let's not attack my appearance. Jeez.
I mean, you look great now.
Oh,
so.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You never know how horrible you look until you glow up. You know what I mean?
I did not look horrible. It just, that was. Fashion and style has never been something I cared about.
You were wearing Hush Puppies.
Yeah. They were shoes. Actually, they were Nike sneakers. Thank you very much. And I still own those shoes. Let you know that. But no, my wife has instilled a better sense of style in me. And I, you know, most of the time try to dress up a little nicer than I did before. So that's compromise, right? Because I would be honestly completely comfortable just dressing like a trash bag. Like, I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me.
Sure.
So there's that. The big one, though, and I think everyone in a relationship is going to be able to relate to this one. I think one of the hardest things for me, one of the biggest compromises that I had to realize was where your finances go. And specifically that you can't just make big impulse purchases on a whim without having a conversation about it. Mm-hmm. Breeze, have you got to that point yet? Mm-hmm. You're gonna get there, FYI. Every couple, if you stay together long enough, and if things get serious enough, this is gonna become a thing. Not that I had like a spending problem and I would go crazy, but if there was something that I really wanted, I would just get it. Exactly. And I didn't care.
I want it.
And I didn't care if it was a big purchase, small purchase, whatever. So now, if it's a bigger purchase, like, that needs to be a discussion. If I just went and bought, say, I don't know, for example's sake, $800 golf clubs on a whim without talking to my wife, that's a fight and that's a problem. You can't.
It wouldn't be great.
You can't do that. That's not okay.
I'm more nervous for that specific example.
Yeah.
Not for myself, but for Rachel.
Like, really?
She's...
I mean, you've got some expensive tastes with your purses and things.
Okay, Corey.
Yeah.
It's too early to call me out on a Monday morning for my expensive lifestyle that I like to lead.
You might try to be a little bougier than you are.
I mean, I'm pretty bougie, let's be honest.
Okay.
I think I am.
With 15 Walmart signs on your wall, you're so bougie. Tell me more how bougie you are.
They're not from Walmart. Check yourself. So hold on.
I'm actually
but
I'm curious about this. I want to dig into this a little bit more. When does the finance thing become a thing? Is it when you live together? Is it when you're? I wouldn't say it's when you're married because some people just don't end up ever getting married.
No, like she's.
Would you be mad?
Not to like air this out on the air, but I mean, here we go. She just doesn't really like talk to me about any of that stuff. And like, I don't think she has to, right? Like not right now,
but when, that's my question. When does that become a thing?
And I'm like, oh, you bought $800 espresso maker. Like why?
I think it's when you live together because then you're both chipping in for the same place. Right. Is that fair to say?
But is that fair to say though? Because if she comes up with the rent, what does it matter to me?
Well, you guys got to think about your future. It's when you start really thinking about your future.
$800
for an espresso maker? Be looking at that purchase about 30 years from now. I'm thinking, you know, if I invested that $800, wow, it could be a lot more money right now.
I don't know.
Putting some thoughts in your head, aren't I?
I'm in a bad place right now. I really am.
My bad. Not my intention this time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.